Bear Country 95.3 with Reba at 7:52. We're going online now with Mick. Mick's here from Montague Webworks. Hi, Mick.
Hey, Kevin. How are you doing? Yes, I am here.
Each Tuesday morning just before 8 o'clock, we go online, and Mick tells us about a brand new website that he's discovered, and we find out about it. Where are we going this morning, Mick?
Well, this isn't a brand new website, although I guess in the history of the internet, it's not all that old. It's called Pinterest, and I'm sure that many of your listeners out there have heard
of it. Oh, I've heard of this one. Yeah. I'm not a part of it.
Yeah, neither am I. I don't have an account on there. It doesn't speak to me that much. It doesn't fill a need, but I read a little bit about it on Wikipedia. They launched in like 2010.
Okay, so fairly new.
Yeah, fairly new. And you know, for people that are using it regularly, they probably can't imagine that it hadn't been around too much longer.
Mm-hmm.
They had 10,000 users a year later, and then they launched the iPhone app, and in a year and a half, they went to 11 million users.
From 10,000 to 11 million.
Yes. So they hold a record now for the fastest growing website in the history of the internet, which is only, 25 years old, but still, I mean, that's remarkable.
Sure, sure.
So it's pretty cool. I mean, it's for me, it's like, oh yeah, it's a site that you can set up a pin board, a cork board, and you can pin photos up there, and there could be stuff that you uploaded or stuff that you found on someone else's, and they've got topic channels like food and DIY crafts.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who use it for recipes.
Exactly. And speaking of recipes, not to be gender whatever, but they said that 85% of the users on the website are women.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps it's a place you can go to meet women if you're looking to meet women. I don't know. That's on the side. But a lot of photos of fashion, a lot of food recipes, and interesting photos, and
uh-huh.
they have a small handful of categories that you pin your photos up, and you can pin from other people. What I found interesting is that they now allow businesses to set up pages. Like Facebook has, a business page for mm-hmm. your business. Pinterest allows you to have pin boards for your business, especially if you sell stuff. And they did a study that said that people that came from a Pinterest page to an e-commerce website bought more than if they came from Facebook. So if you have a business, maybe, where you're selling stuff, especially if you're like a little mom and poppy kind of shop.
Right.
That might be
users of this website seem to be more interested than.
That's right. They go, they see the photos. It's a nicer interface for looking at things. And mm-hmm. then you click on an image and it brings you right to that page on your web store. And then, people buy. So, and then, other people can say, oh, yeah, I saw that. That was great on, because it is a social media website, Pinterest. So that I thought was interesting. And that's why I wanted to share it today.
Pinterest.com?
Pinterest.com.
That's gotcha.
Interest with a P at the beginning.
Oh, okay. Montague Webworks website of the week with Mick over here at Montague Webworks. Remember, Montague Webworks is also online. They have a spot on our 30% store over at bear953.com. Just click on 30% store, and you'll see those certificates that you can use towards the services over at Montague Webworks, whether it's building that new website, you need some consulting work, online consulting work. You can help, right, Mick?
That's right. You give me a call, you fork over those certificates, and I'll be there to help you with whatever you need for your website.
They're easier to fork over now?
They are, that's
because
right.
Because we have a print-on-demand feature.
And you can just email me the PDF that you download.
There you go. Great
Plus,
idea.
I think I get an email, too, so you don't even have to do that. So simple.
You can find out more by checking out the Bear website at bear953.com. 756.